I hope all of you are staying warm this morning. This is the time of year when our whole church wears their jackets as we worship.
这几天都是很冷，我们在教会里面大家都穿了很厚的衣服， 对不对？
I can think of no better way to start the year than to worship, to have communion, and to pray.
这个是我们最好的时候，我们能够弟兄姐妹在我们教会聚在一起，然后和我们一起领受圣餐和一起的来赞美神。
I want to start out with sharing a verse this morning that has always kind of surprised me or confounded me.
我今天和大家欣赏的一点经文，这些经文有时候给我一些困惑，也是给我很多的惊喜。
And I think this verse is so important that if the church, if we took this verse and took it very seriously, like walked it out, like believed on it and walked it out, it would greatly increase our influence in our community.
假如我们把这几节圣经详细的念起来，能够行出来的话，对我们教会有很大的帮助，可以影响很多的人。
One time Jesus said,
有一次耶稣曾说过，
He said, "You can ask for anything. You can ask for anything in my name."
耶稣说，你凭着我的名，你可以要求任何的事情。
And I will do it.
那我会使你成就这个事情。
Because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father.
因为信仰他的儿子，就是替他的父亲有荣耀。
One next slide so that the church can see it. It says, you can ask for anything. Oh, one back. This is John that we're in right now. You can ask for anything. I italicize the word anything. You can ask for anything in my name.
这就是约翰福音十四章十三节说的，你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得的荣耀。你们可以求任何东西，任何的东西，他都会允许你的。
That verse kind of surprises me sometimes because when I think about thinking about you can ask for just anything, it's sometimes like, are you sure, God? I mean, are you sure we can ask for anything?
然后有时候在我脑筋里，我就有点怀疑，你知道是不是这个是真的？你能真的吗？上帝，你跟他求耶稣求了很多东西，他都会给你吗？
It kind of reminds me of being a kid when I wanted something from my parents, and I wanted to ask for something big.
所以我记得我小时候，我就想向我父母要求一些东西，是不是要求的太多？
But I didn't want to ask for it outright. I would maybe drop hints. Or maybe not ask for something too large, because I was afraid that if I asked for something too big, somehow it would hurt my chances of actually getting it. You know, I didn't want to come out straightforward and ask, because it would maybe hurt my chances of getting it.
然后我心里小时候就在盘算，也许我要求的太多，可能我就丧失这个机会了，因为我的父母不会给我的这么多的东西的。So
I would limit myself in what I would ask.
所以我就把我自己的范围缩小一点，比较小一点的东西。
But Jesus says, ask for anything in my name.
但是我们听到耶稣告诉我们，你可以要求任何的东西。
The other part of the verse that kind of shakes me is that he says, and I will do it. You ask for anything, I will do it.
耶稣告诉我们，你要求任何东西，我可以使你成就的。
His word surprised me because I wonder if we could really do that, if we could just, you know, if we would ask for it and then he would carry it out.
我们就在心里就想，是不是我们试试看，那我们是不是求什么，他都能够给我们的。
Now I know that there's another portion of this verse, and this kind of passage, this verse, these words that Jesus said. Is said in various ways throughout the Gospels.
在其他的经文也说，那可以解释这个主耶稣所说的话。
One portion of the Scripture says that if we abide in Him and He abides in us, ask for anything. So in other words, there's a if we are close with Him, if we have the same heartbeat as him, if we see what he sees and values what we value, if we're close with him, go ahead and ask for anything.
在其他经文就说，你跟主耶稣走得很接近，你走他的话，信他的话，走他的路，跟他有一个很好的关系，他会成全你这些事情的。
I notice in this verse it says, because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father. So again, I know that when we ask it, what we ask for when he's talking about this verse always is going towards glorifying him.
在这个经文就已经说了，就是我必成就叫父因儿子得到荣耀，就是我们向他这个方向走去，就会成就我们的事情。
But what we see in our story, we're going to the book of Acts, what we see in our story is that this verse is played out in real life. The church asks. The church is like, we're just going to ask. And God is like, I am more than happy. I'm more than happy to carry that out.
今天我们早上要讲的就是使徒行传。这一节的经文里面就告诉当时的教会，他们向主要求很多的东西，他们就会给他。
Church is the same for us. If you want to ask, and in His name, God is more than willing. I'll be glad to carry it out.
其实，在今天我们自己的教会也是一样。如果你放胆去求，主耶稣他像从前一样，他也会给你所要求的。
Let me give you a little bit of background as we get into the book of Acts. If you'd like to turn, you turn to Acts chapter 4 on your phones or if you'd like to look at your own Bible.
请把我们的圣经打开，或者你们有 iPhone 的话，看看我们使徒行传第四章。
So this story, it's been a while since we've been in Acts and it has a little bit of a background. So what has happened is that Peter and John were on their way to the temple to offer worship. They were going to go pray.
他解释这个当时的事情，就是彼得和约翰他们两个到圣殿里面去献祭的时候，是祭崇拜的时候。
And on the way to the temple, they come across a man who is laying in the stairs. He's crippled, and he's been crippled for a very long time. He can't walk.
他们进到这个圣殿去崇拜时，就看到门口有坐了一个乞丐，他是残废的人。
He is begging to all the people who walk by, and he does the same with Peter and John. He asks for money.
他对这个彼得和约翰跟其他人一样，他主要的目的在那里就是要钱的，希望人家施舍钱给他。
Peter says, "Money, I don't have, but what I do have, I'll gladly give to you."
彼得就告诉这个乞丐说：“我没有钱，我不能给你钱。”
He grabs the man's hand, says, "Stand up and walk."
他抓住了这个人的手，就说：“你起来。”你走路，因为这个人是个瘸子，不能走路的。
In the name of Jesus Christ, get up and walk, and the man walks.
奉主的名，你起来走路，这个人就站起来，就可以行走了。
All the people in the community who had known this man for years, who had seen him year after year standing in front of the temple, they see him jumping around, dancing, praising the Lord.
他们这个周围的人在里面看到，哦，他这个人残废了这么久，但他现在站起来跳啊唱啊都是非常的自在。
And they are all standing around this man in awe.
所以他看到这些人都围住了这个乞丐，就是非常的惊奇。
And Peter, healing is always, most always in scripture connected to the gospel. Peter takes this opportunity to share with the people about the power behind this healing.
彼得是一个很有治愈能力的治病的能力的人，所以他在这个机会就是在这里彰显神的荣耀。
He shares about Jesus Christ. He shares the gospel message.
他讲主耶稣，讲到圣经。
And this makes all the religious leaders hear about this, and they're around, and they become angry because Peter and John.Are talking about Jesus Christ.
在当时的时候，这些宗教领袖，就是指犹太人的这些宗教的领袖，都是非常的生气，就是因为他们在谈论主耶稣基督。
They are saying that he has been raised from the dead.
他就是商议要怎么对付。
They are talking about his power.
因为彼得和约翰就讲到神的大能。
And so the religious leaders of the community become angry and they throw Peter and John in jail.
所以那个这些宗教领袖就把彼得和约翰就是放坐牢就抓起来了。
They put them in jail the next day. They release them and they question Peter and John.
第二天他把放出来了，但是放出来的时候，这些宗教领袖就问彼得和约翰。
And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, stands up before the leaders of the community and all the other people standing there, and he shares the gospel to them again.
彼得就借助圣灵的感召，他又跟这些宗教领袖分享他自己的主耶稣基督的信息。
And the crazy thing is they'd like to punish Peter and John. They would like to put them back in jail or do something.
有意思的就是说，这些宗教领袖其实他本来是要处罚这些人的，就是约翰和彼得的。
But they cannot deny the power that they see in these men.
但是他们另外一方面他又不能否定你知道他看到这个乞丐的身上他所做的神迹。
And they cannot deny that there was a man who was once crippled who is now walking. So what can they say?
他不能否认这个事实，这个瘸腿人今天居然能够走路了。
You know, you can read about the Holy Spirit in the Bible, and that's good. It's good. But when you see it, it really, the power of the Holy Spirit speaks. You can't deny the Holy Spirit.
我们在读这些圣经上他又详细的介绍这些故事，但是你真的目击这些真正的事实的话是不同的感觉。
So they're stuck and they say, they threaten Peter and John because that's all they can do. They're like, don't ever tell about Jesus again. And they let them go.
所以这些宗教领袖到那个时候他也不能做什么，他就是只有威胁他，他说以后啊，请你不要再去讲耶稣基督这个人了。
So after these powerful leaders have outlawed telling the gospel, sharing the gospel, talking about Jesus Christ, let's see how Peter and John respond.
让我们看看他彼得和约翰对这个他们怎么反应他要做的事情。
Look with me in Acts 4, starting in verse 23.
我们可以从第四节看起。
So as soon as they were freed, Peter and John found the other believers and told them what the leading priests and the elders had said.Then all the believers were united as they lifted their voices in prayer.
对不起，从第四章二十三节开始，他说两人既被释放，就到会友那里，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。他们听见了，就同心合意的高声说：“主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的，你曾借圣灵托付你的仆人，我们的祖宗大卫的口。”
So these high-powered leaders, the leaders of the community, the high priests, outlaw sharing the gospel. Peter and John go back to the church. They're like, oh, we go back to the church. The first thing they do is they share with the church. They say, church, they've outlawed the gospel.
他们这些有权力的人，就是这些宗教领袖，虽然是威胁他们，但是他们回到他们的教会的地方，照样传。主耶稣的福音。
The council says that we are no longer to talk or teach or share about Jesus Christ.
他们这个说我们他规定不能再讲主耶稣的事情。
This is the very thing in the beginning of Acts that Jesus had told them to do. He says, Church, I want you to go out in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I want you to talk about, share about me. And this is what I'm telling you to do. These are my last words to you. And now the powers of the community are saying, you may not do that. You cannot do that. In fact, if you do, they didn't say this, but certainly they were willing to put people in jail for it.
大家都记得主耶稣升天以前就告诉大家你们要到四海传播我的福音，但是你看看现在这个故事发生，就是他们这些宗教领袖就说要把这些传福音的人就关在牢里面。
So they go to the church and they talk about it, they tell them what happened, and I wonder how the church felt.
我们可以想一想，这些彼得和约翰他们回到他们教会的时候讲这些事情的时候，这些会众是怎么样的感觉？
Was the church distressed? Was the church nervous about this? Were people scared? I mean, if someone came to us and said, you may not speak the gospel, or you will be jailed.
在教会的人，你们想什么感觉？是不是他们觉得也是受到威胁？他们觉得很悲痛，你知道？他们觉得很害怕，他们不敢再讲主耶稣呢？
In other parts of the world, that's how it is. I mean, if we meet together. If they find out who I am, if they find out who you are, and, you know, you can be imprisoned.
你们想当时的情形，也许你是他们当中的一员，你继续讲主耶稣的福音的话，你可能就会把你抓起来放到牢里面去。
So when I look at it and I imagine how the church might have felt, I wonder if they felt nervous. Did they feel scared? Maybe some of them felt defiant. Maybe like they said, "No one's going to stop us. It doesn't matter." Maybe that's how they felt. Maybe that's how they responded.
当我读这些经文的时候，我就在这边想，这些人当初什么感觉？他们是不是很害怕？觉得非常的大的压力？还是有些人说，我不管，我继续要传主耶稣的福音呢？
The scriptures don't say how the church felt. You know how they felt.
他们讲这个怎么样的反应呢？这个教会。
But I imagine that they probably felt a little bit, probably nervous, probably scared.
他们可能教会人 也有些人觉得非常的害怕，有些觉得又觉得受到威胁。
Because again, the very instruction that Jesus had told them has now been outlawed.
但是他也想到主耶稣临走前是告诉他们要继续要传播他的福音。
So what was the church? What would we do? What would the church do?
那当时的教会应该怎么做呢？我们今天应该怎么做呢？
And their first response, the very first thing they did was to pray together.
他们第一个要做的事情，他们就是聚在一起祷告。
You know, when a church crisis, when something happens in our church, or when something happens in our families, or when something happens to us personally, oftentimes it may be that our first response is not to pray.
想想我们周围的自己的生活，如果我们在教会里发生一些事情，或者在我们家庭里面发生一些，或者在我们个人发生一些事情，我们大概第一个所做的事情并不是祷告。
Oftentimes when something heavy is introduced to our lives, something personal, something in our family, we go into survival mode, don't we?
我们为什么很自然的反应就是说我们要怎么对付这个事情。
We think how we can survive, how we can get out of the situation. We start making our firstOur first response sometimes is to make plans. We're like, how can I plan my way out of this? How can I get myself out?
在我们常常第一个脑筋里面想就是我们怎么对付，怎么走出这个困境里面。
But here, this very young church, they had just become, many of them had just become Christians. They were brand new believers, many of them. And they're like, you know what our first response is? What we want to do, what we need to do right now is we need to pray. We need to ask Jesus, we need to start talking to the Lord.
但是我们现在看看这个这样的年轻的教会，才一些刚刚信主的人，他们的反应就是让我们聚集在一起向上帝祷告。
And so the scriptures say that the church, they raised their voices together. They raised their voices together.
所以他们在教会一起同声的，就是在一起大声的祷告。
The word together in the Greek is called homothymedeion.
在希腊文里面用这个词叫
homothymedeion. That word means the church in one accord. In one accord, they prayed in one accord.
所以他们意思就是说完全聚集在一起，好像一个人一样，
so,
一起的祷告。
So the word has, it's a little bit stronger than like, hey, everyone, let's just gather together, let's just pray, let's just gather together. It's a little bit stronger than that. It says that they raised their voices together. It's like in one accord, the church all together, they were crying out all at once, saying, you know, let's pray together.As one body, as one church family, let's pray to the Lord.
这个希腊嘛，就解释当时的情形就是很强烈的，就是很多人，大家让我们聚集在一起，好像我们成一体，是一个声音，像大声的向神求。
It's like their hearts, like they were all had the same prayer, and their hearts were united as they prayed.
所以每个人不同，但是他们好像一个声音一样。
You know, a number of years ago, The worship team, we were downstairs, and the worship team was getting ready for a youth group.
我记得很多年以前，在我们那个青年团契在楼下，我们有一个聚会。
The group had practiced their set, their worship sets. They'd practiced their songs, and a couple of the students decided to go out to dinner. Like, we're just going to grab... between the worship set, between practice and between youth group, we're just going to go grab something to eat.
所以在这个大家在这里那天做的是什么？就是我们在一起安排的崇拜啊，怎么样是在一起聚会唱歌啊。但是有两个学生就跑出去了，他们想去找些东西吃。
And so they left to grab some food, and it took them a while. It was time was kind of moving. We're getting closer to the youth group, and they didn't, you know, they'd practice the set like they were going to be on the worship team, but they didn't return.
在这些当时的情形，这两个学生出去的已经一阵子了，蛮有一些时间，他们也不回来。他们应该参加我们在一起安排这个节目的。
And you know, sometimes people run late or lose track of time.And so we're like, well, they'll be back. I mean, surely they didn't just practice this worship set and leave.
我们常常这种情形，说我们也会发生的。看看，就是说，好像这些人也就出去以后还没有回来，我们也没有很注意这个事情。
But we needed to start, so I had some of the students like, why don't you text them and find out where they're at, ask them to come back because we're starting.
但是过了这么久的时间，他们还没有回来，所以我们那些有些人就用电话 text 给他，或者打电话给他，请他们回来，你知道，参加一起的做这个事工。
And for these two particular youth, it was unlike them. Like it's just out of their character, just to kind of just like, well, we decided not to, so we're just going to go out. You know, it just was not like who they are.
但是我们很对这两个人个性很熟悉，他们普通不是这种人，他们应该是回来的。你知道，他们个性不是这样子的。
So we began a little bit of our singing, and one of the leaders came to downstairs later, and she said, you know, when I was coming here on the corner of Walton and Squirrel, there was an accident. We saw an accident.
在我们这个时候，在我们进行的时候，有一个好像小组长，他就从比较晚来，他说他告诉我们，他说我们在这个附近，这个就是我们教会的 Squirrel 和这个 Walton 交界的地方，我看到一个车祸。
This leader said it was really bad that one of the cars were flipped over, and so and we were all like, it can't be, like surely it can't be, you know, our youth, it can't be the students.
当时我们听到这个时候，我们就有点紧张，因为这个车很车祸很严重，他车子都翻过来了，所以我们想我们就希望不是这两个学生。
So she said, let's pray for them. Like, let's just pray. We don't even know who it is, but let's just pray, pray for that accident that we saw. Let's pray for the people.
所以我们也没办法，我们大家让我们你知道在聚集在这里一起祷告，为这两个学生祷告。
And so we prayed, and then we worshipped, and then we stopped because they kept on calling these two students, and they did not respond back. They weren't texting. They weren't calling. And I said, you know what, keep texting them. And I said, what we need to do, guys, this feels weird to me. And so it felt weird to all of us. And so we all huddled together and we said, let's just pray. Let's take some time to pray because this doesn't feel right.
我们在祷告，不断祷告，而且我们告诉他们一定要跟他们联络上，而且也不断的 text 给他们，你知道，但是他们都没有回应。
And you know what, these youth, their families, their parents didn't come to the church. So it's like I'm like, I don't even know her mom's phone number. So we couldn't even call her parents. I said, keep calling, let's pray. And so I tell you, church, we were praying and we came together and we all felt it and we all began to like just start praying, praying to the Lord, calling out.
因为这两个学生的他们的家里面，他的母亲都不是信主的，所以我也没有他们的电话号码，所以我没有办法和他们的母亲联络，所以我们只有在这里祷告。
And we were praying in unison, just as this church was. I mean, we were praying as one, because we just were so deeply concerned.
因为我们就是非常关心，所以我们只有做到，就是像经文上所说的，我们就聚集在一起，好像同声的祷告。
And I give thanks. We kept calling. Eventually, one of the parents, the mom, picked up one of the youth's phone and said, "You know, we're at the hospital right now. These students were in that accident, one of the leaders saw. But thankfully, thanks be to God. I mean, they were okay. They weren't even injured. Like they were okay. So we just breathed a sigh of relief and we just thank God.
所以最后不知道怎么联络他的父母，他的母亲就打电话来说，这个孩子已经住到医院去了，是发生了这个车祸，但是他们没有很严重，他们没有就是没有很受伤。
But church, there's something about when the church prays in unison, when it prays together, when the whole church is like, no, you know what, we're all going to pray as one in one accord.
这就是我们祷告的效果，我们同声的一起的向神祷告。
You know, and this can look a lot of different ways. Praying in one accord as a church can look many different ways.
这就是我们同声一起祷告的现象。
I've noticed when I visited a Korean church, I don't know if you've visited a church that's predominantly Korean, when they pray, when the church prays, you know, everyone will pray all at once, like every person in the church is like just praying out loud. It's just, they're just all calling out, they're all praying together all at once.
我不知道你们有没有去参观过这个韩国人的教会。我那次去参观韩国人教会，他们就是很多人，不同的人在同时的一起的祷告。
Or perhaps here, when it says that church was praying, you said maybe it was just one person that was praying, that was leading the church in prayer, but everyone was in agreement.
也许就是像圣经上说的，也许有个人是带头的祷告，但是大家都是跟着他一起祷告的。
Sometimes on Wednesday nights and in prayer meeting, when the church prays, or I've heard it before, you know, in various parts of our church, when someone is praying, I hear people saying, Amen.Amen, yes, yes, Lord, amen, amen. Because it's agreement, right? You're like, I'm praying with you, we're praying together. Even though one person is speaking, it's like, yes, yes, God, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
就是在我们好像礼拜三聚会祷告的时候也是一样，很多人不同的祷告，但大家都齐声说阿们，这意思就是我们大家说是同意的，是对的。
So whether it's in your family groups, whether it's in the family groups, the small groups,whether it's on Wednesday nights, whether it's here as we pray, it's important that the church prays in one accord. We pray in unison together.
这是很重要的，不管我们是青年的，是成人的，小组的祷告，我们都是一起的，同声的要祷告。
Yeah, it's less important. The form is less important. What's important is the unity, the unison.
这个形式，什么样的方式祷告并不重要，而是你的从心里面的怎么样的去一起的赞美神。
Okay, but what did the church pray? They were praying all together in one. They're in a desperate situation, a desperate spot. Your family may be in a desperate situation, a desperate spot. The church may be in a desperate situation or a desperate spot. But what did they pray in unison when they prayed together?
这是为什么我们教会或者我们家庭里面遇到很困难的时候，有危机的时候，我们要这样同声的一起来祷告。
How did they pray?
怎么样的祷告？
The end of verse 24 begins to reveal what the church in that day, what they prayed.
在24节里面就说他们怎么样的同心合意的祷告。
Sovereign Lord, they said, you made...the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus.Whom you appointed, they did what your power and your will had decided beforehand should happen.
在这个经文上24节就说，他们听见就同心合意的高声向神说：“主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的，你曾借着圣灵托你的仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，万邦人为什么争吵，万民为什么谋算？”虚妄的事，世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集，要抵挡主，并主的受膏者。 基律和本丢比拉多外邦人和以色列人果然在城里聚集，要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣，就成就你手和旨意所定必求的事。
Church, notice where they focused their minds when they were praying. Notice what they thought about, what they chose to focus on when they prayed in unison.
当时他们教会就知道他在一起需要同一起同心的祷告，是要完成主的事情。
You know, in a panic, the group could have started out their prayer of like, "Oh God, like protect us, protect us. Don't let us be, you know, don't let them oppress us. Don't let them take us to jail." I mean, it could have been calling out of like, "God, like help us, protect us." That could have been the focus of their prayer.
他们可能当时的情形就是在这个压力之下，他们就同声的祷告，要主是解救他们。
Which is not a bad prayer. Sometimes I think that we are like little kids. We are like little kids.
这并不是不好的祷告，有时候我们想想，好像我们就像小孩一样。
And in a desperate situation, it wouldn't be out of line for us to call out to our daddy, like God, like help us, help me.If that's all you can get out, I feel like God will honor that prayer. If it's like, God, help. If you cry out like that, I don't think God will go, well, that's not a good enough prayer. I'm sorry. You know, and you need a little something more than that. He's your dad.
就像小孩，你要叫，有的时候你在危机时候要求你的父亲或者母亲来解救你的话，你知道，他不会说你这个好像太急迫了，你知道，我是不管你祷告的不好，不会这样子的。
But what their minds...focused on was the character of God, of who he is.
最主要我们要集中精力看到主耶稣他的形象是怎么样的。
It's like sometimes when we sing and you're caught up in a song and you're just thinking about the Lord and your mind is just on him. That's how it was for them. They're just thinking about, oh yes, yes, God is, he's sovereign.
就像我们有时候唱歌一样，我们要想到神是的形象怎么样，他是一个完全有掌控天地的神，全能的神。
They remember, they're like, they think back, it's like, wait, we're in a situation where we have no control. But when we go to you, God, when we call out to you, we remember that you are a sovereign Lord.
在很多的环境我们挣扎我们走不出来很多困难的时候，我们只有求主，希望他们把我们从他从艰难的环境里面把我们拯救出来。
Sovereignty means God's sovereignty means that he is all powerful. It means that his power is infinite. And they're remembering like, wait a second, our God is completely powerful.
全能的神意思就是说他是完全有主宰的，他是完全有能力的神。
It means God oversees all of time and all of history and all events in history.
他是超过历史、超过时间的一个主宰。
It means there's nothing that can happen to this church without God allowing it. There's nothing that can happen to your family without God's giving permission for that to happen.
不是神的话，什么事情都会发生。换句话说，神的能力可以胜过一切，在你的家庭里面，在教会里面。
They are remembering when they're calling God's sovereignty. They're remembering that He rules. His rule is over all the earth and all the creation.
神是掌权的。
So the church cannot be jailed.
是教会不会被关到牢里面去的。
The church will not be jailed.Unless God allows it for it to happen.
除非上帝允许这个事情发生，教会是不会被关到牢里面去的。
A person will not be martyred for Christ unless God allows that person to be martyred.
这些牺牲为主牺牲的人，是因为主允许这个事情，否则不会发生的。
Nothing can happen in your life unless God sovereign in His sovereign will.Allows it to happen.
在神的大权主权之下，我们任何人所身上所发生的事情都是神允许的。
Okay, so when they pray, one of the things they do is they reflect back to God His character.
所以在祷告的时候，这些人都是想到主的个性是怎么样，
God,
神性怎么样。
God loves to hear about His character. He loves it.
神喜欢我们颂赞他，他的个性。
And I do too. You know, sometimes I will hear my kids talking in another room.
有时候我在家里面听到我的孩子在另一个房间，他们在讲话。
And they have some sort of problem, like they have some sort of thing that they're trying to fix or trying to figure out.
他们在里面有些问题，有些他们想把一个东西可以修好，或者是有什么问题。
And they'll be in the room next to me, and I'll hear them say, I'll hear like Isabel say, she'll go, bring it to dad, he'll fix it.
我听到我的女儿就在说，哦，你把这个东西拿给爸爸，他会把你修好的。
They'll say, you know, just bring it to mom. She knows how to do it. She can do it.
也有听的小孩有时说，啊，你把这个问题带到妈妈的面前，他会替你解决的。
So they're having trouble with something, and they, in their own capabilities, they can't fix it. They can't do it.
他们小孩有些自己不能做的事情。
But what they're remembering.Is like they think of us. They think, well, but dad can or mom can do it. They can do it.
在他们脑筋里面觉得他的父亲或者他妈妈他能够做这个事情的。
And that's what the church is here. The church is doing here. They're going,、oh, we have a problem. There's an issue. We don't know how to get around or what to do. But we remember our dad. He can do it. He's got this. He's powerful.
但是形容这个教会的情形也是一样的，就是这些人觉得他们有困难，他们做的不能做的时候，他们就想到他们的父。
They're like, oh wait, he made the earth, he made everything that we see.
他创造世界，创造海和地的。
They think back to King David, what he wrote in Psalm 2.
所以就想到大卫王他写的诗。
It's like the nations, all the nations conspire against God. I mean, they make plans against God, but.They don't stand a chance. They think back maybe to Egypt when Pharaoh and his army was chasing after their people. And they're like, yeah, our people weren't warriors. We didn't have any weapons. We were like slaves, you know? We had nothing. But they remember back, like, wait a second. God, like, delivered them then. Like, he has power then. Why wouldn't he do it for us now?
他们这些有的人就想到，也许想到他们出红海的时候，他们手无寸铁，但是他们好像是被追赶、被压迫，但是他们想到他们的神也是最后把他们带出来了。
And then they remember back. Remember when Jesus was crucified? When Herod and Pontius Pilate like had him crucified? It's terrible, terrible.
他们也想到他们的主耶稣基督被比拉多钉在十字架上是非常悲惨的事情。
But then we realize God had it all planned out. That was part of God's plan in the beginning.
但是他们马上想到这是神的计划里面的一部分。
He had orchestrated it. It had all been orchestrated.
他把这个事情都自己组成起来的，神组成起来这个事情的。
So that's what the church is remembering. His sovereign will. And when God decides to do something, he will do it.
所以教会马上就想到我们向神求，他会成就我们的。
A number of years ago, a few years back in our church, the bank that we were working with, that our church works with, decided that they no longer wanted to work with our church.
所以我们就想到很多年以前，我们的有些和那个音乐组成的团不愿意再继续下去。
Our church.Every 5 years, our loan was to be renewed, and it was time for our loan to be renewed for this building.
我们想到还有就是我们在五年以前，大概我们教会的这个建筑物就是借款有问题。
And the bank said, they came to us and said, you know what? We went back to reapply to be refinanced, and the bank said we're not going to finance the mortgage of this building.
我们跟银行借钱的时候，银行就告诉我们，我们不把钱借给你，你知道。
And so, our church is like, okay, we'll go to if we don't have a mortgage, if we can't pay off our building, how will we continue to meet as a church? How will we minister?
我们就变成我们的就没有教会了，因为我们不能付这个 mortgage， 就是每月的租给银行的租金。
And so we went to another bank and we said, could you refinance the rest of our loan?
我们就跑到另外银行申请，问他们是不是可以借钱给我们。
And they declined. Another bank declined. And so we went to another bank and we we had a list of banks. We started making a list of banks of saying we have money that we on this building we need to have it refinanced.
我们这个银行又拒绝我们，所以我们就有个银行的单子，我们继续到别的银行去试试看他们愿不愿意借钱给我们。
And each time we met, sometimes we get updates, and our leadership would come together, and you know we'd hear back like, well, this bank said no, and then this bank said no, and we had we ran out of banks. There was like maybe just one bank left, and like we started to.Become concerned as a leadership, really. Well, how are we going to do this? We owe, you know, this amount of money. How are we going to do this?
在我们这个执事里面开会的时候，我们有个名单，就是银行的名单，我们都划掉了，就是说所有的银行都不借钱给我们，那我们应该怎么办？只剩下最后一个银行了。
And there's one bank left, and we said, well, if that bank says no, then what do we do?
假如这个银行再说，最后这个银行再说不借钱给我们，应该怎么办呢？
And I remember sitting in our leadership, and we were like, "What's our contingency plan?" You know, like, what do we say? What do we do if that bank says no?
我记得我在这个开会的时候，就是问大家，现在我们应该怎么办？你知道，我们应该有一个暂时解决这个问题的计划嘛。
And we had crazy ideas. We're like, well.We'll tell the church, like, we'll do some fundraising, like, we'll do some fundraisers, ask the church, tell the church, you know, our need.
So, we, 是不是就告诉大家，我们来一个就是募款，那来个大家的捐钱募款的会。
And we started making a list of, like, here's how we could do it. We could do this fundraiser, that fundraiser, and we could, you know, put our...take our piggy banks and put them together. We just started coming up with crazy ideas. I said, maybe our youth could do car washes and, you know, just this crazy, silly, like, how are we going to do car washes to raise $300,000 or something? You know, like something, you're like, how's it going to work? That's not going to work.
所以这个时候有很多人有不同的意见，有些好像是不可能的事，有些人建议要我们就洗车帮他们，他是不可能的事情，我们有30万的这种怎么可以付，那就是洗汽车就可以把它解决了。
And so we prayed, so our leadership, we prayed together.
所以我们就聚在一起，我们来祷告。
And we called out to the Lord in unison. We were like, Lord, you see us.We said, I've heard this prayer over in our church several times over the course of the years where a leader would say, you know what, God, you gave us this building. You gave us this land. You intended for this church to bring glory to your name. That's why you gave us this place.
所以我们就向神说，这个地方，这块地，这块教堂，这个建筑物都是为了你，你是要在我们这里来敬仰你，崇拜你的。
We remember that God isHe's Jehovah Jireh. He's a provider. And why would you leave your church like that? Why would you do that? You know that what our intent, the heart behind our church, is to bring glory to your name among the church, among the community. That's what we're here for. That's why we exist.
所以神知道我们的心的，我们的用意的。他我们在这里是因为赞扬神、赞美神的，传他的福音的，所以他怎么会让这个教会不存在呢？
So if that is your purpose.We pray that you would provide. Provide. If it's not the church, then Lord, you're going to have to show us.
So we know that God is a provider.
Sorry, if it's not the bank, this last bank, we're like, we're in talks. If it's not this bank, then you're just going to have to show us how.
我们就是我忘记刚刚提的事情，就是刚刚我们讲最后不是只有一个银行剩下来了，就是我们要神会成就我们这个事情。
And so through all the banks, we went to the last bank. And the bank, one of the leaders came back and said, "Yes." They said yes. You know, like we're like, like Lord, thank you, like thank you, right? You know, but we trusted the Lord. Lord, He was going to provide. It's who He is. We are here to bring glory to Him.
所以所有的银行都拒绝，就是最后一个银行说准许借钱给我们，我们松了一口气，因为我们晓得这是一个供应的神，我们所有赞美他的人都会成就他的事情。
So when you look at most of the prayer that's listed in this passage, most of it is talking about not the requests, But most of it is talking about the Lord's sovereignty and just remembering His sovereignty.
所以我们看看他祷告的经文里面说都不是有要求的事情，而是全是赞美神的，说他的主权，他的大能。
And now that they remembered His sovereignty, their prayers go into, they move into asking. They make the big ask.
所以他们可以有更大的要求在这里面，因为他晓得，我们晓得是他是全能的。
Just like we started out with, where Jesus said, ask for anything in my name and I will do it. That's what the church does.
所以就是刚刚我提到的，主耶稣曾应许过我们，任何大的事情，他，你们求，我都会给你们的。
Verse 29 says, Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand and heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
29节，30节，他们就说，他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大大的放胆量，讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来，医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事，因你的圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
In this case, the church didn't ask for wisdom, which would have been fine if they would have said, "We just need your wisdom, Lord. We need your supernatural wisdom."
我在这里所有的会众都是需要神的大能和他的智慧。
They didn't ask for protection. They weren't like, "Lord."
他们没有要求保护。
They didn't ask for favor. Sometimes you see in the Bible where God causes favor from an authority. So they didn't even ask, Lord, cause the authorities of Jerusalem to show favor upon us.
他在这里面祷告也没有要求有他们的恩惠。
Instead, they asked for boldness.
他们要求就是能够放胆向主要求。
Jesus, you've already told us to go out and share the gospel. You've told us to make disciples. So make us bold.
他们说主耶稣啊，你就是叫我们放胆的去传道，让我们的放胆的向你祷告。
They also asked that God would show His power through healing and miraculous wonders.
要神彰显他的能力，有医病的能力。
Both of these are connected. When you talk about miraculous wonders and healing, talk about boldness, it's both connected to evangelism, to the gospel.
这就是他们把这个治病和宣扬主的福音连在一起。
Which in Jerusalem at the time had been outlawed.
所以他们在这个以色列就这样传开了。
So because of what Christ has done on the cross,We can approach Him boldly. We can go to the Lord boldly. Because when we're connected with Him, when we're like connected to the Lord's purposes, and we ask,
我们看到主耶稣在钉十字架的形象，我们就知道我们可以更靠近他，想可以更放胆的向他求要我们要的。
When we ask in His name, we can ask for anything.
你以他的名求任何事，你都可以得到。
Could we go to, yeah, there we go. Approach the Lord with boldness.
我们更很大胆的来接近神。
So church, we're going to do something a little bit different today than we have in the past.
我们今天做一些跟普通做的不一样的事情。
I know that when I preach the word, when the word is preached,I know that preaching the word is biblical. It's talked about in the Bible. Reading the scriptures to the whole congregation, is biblical.
我知道我们在读这个圣经都是讲神的话。
But I also know that sometimes when you're listening, listening to God's word is somewhat passive. And so today we're actually going to take a little bit of time to walk out, to practice, what we just read.
像我们普通都是有点被动，因为我们听到讲人家讲神的话的时候都有些被动。现在让我们做一些事情也不同的。
We're going to take a few minutes as a church family, to pray together.
让我们现在花几分钟，我们在一起的兄弟姐妹能够祷告。
And, And this will be just for a few minutes. And let me share with you, since I know like when you come into prayer, when you pray, sometimes it takes a little while to clear your mind and then to connect with the Lord.
我知道像我们祷告的时候常常我们要头脑要清醒能够怎么样的向上帝说话。
But when we think about being unified and then reflecting on God's character and then being bold, I want to suggest, make a suggestion of how you can pray, how we can pray right now.
让我们看看上帝的形象怎么样，我们把我们聚集在一起，看看怎么样上帝说话。
I'm going to have you turn in a minute or so to get into groups of two or three, just whoever's with you, just right around where you're sitting. And I'm going to have you in a groups of two or three, just pray together.
我希望我们大家在附近，你们周围找几个人，两个或者三个，我们再聚集在一起，然后祷告。
And here are some suggested ways that you can pray when we're in our groups together.
这边有些指示，看看怎么样的祷告。
First is just to give thanks to the Lord for this past year. And if there's anything specific, you know, if you're in a group of two or three and you want to give something specific, you know, give thanks for, then go ahead.
你们也可以谢谢主耶稣去年给你的一切，也可以有特别的事项需要要求的，你可以放在里面。
And then in your prayer, in your group, praise God for one of His characteristics.
找一个话来颂扬上帝他的属性。
Just like the church here, they're like, "Oh, sovereign God, Creator of heaven and earth." They picked out something that like, "God, you're sovereign." So you can pick sovereignty, you can pick faithfulness, goodness, power, love, whatever characteristic of who He is. Praise Him for one of those characteristics.
就是你们可以想到神的属性，他是有大能的，有全能的，有爱的，种种你自己可以想到的话，你可以赞美他。
And last, pray that God would grow our church in love and in boldness.
使我们的教会能够成长，使能够我们能够更像他。
And you know, if there's a prayer that's been on your heart, something that you want to pray that's bold, like you can pray the actual prayer, whatever it is. They prayed for boldness to share the gospel. Who knows what it is for you, what that might be. But pray it with boldness, like just ask. Pray it in His name.
刚刚我们就是讲到大胆的向上帝用他的名来求，不管是宣教任何的事情你要所求了。
Okay, so break into groups. Just we're going to pray for just like two or three minutes. 3 minutes or so. So pray, get into groups and just begin to pray.
让我们在一起找两三个人在一起祷告两分钟或者三分钟都可以。